Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Kissler, K-I-S-S-L-E-R, 5778. Mr. Kissler is a very nice 46-year-old gentleman, comes in today for multiple medical issues and problems. He goes to the VA where he receives most of his care, period. New paragraph, recently he was given a prescription for semaglutide, but the insurance company wanted to be written as Wegovy because his A1C is not high enough for diabetes, so they want to use it for obesity, which was done today, period. New paragraph, he does not have a medication list, so allow me to create one. Medication list on a separate sheet of paper, allergy none. Then he takes lisinopril, 10 milligrams, then Lipitor, 40 milligrams, then vitamin D, 2,000 units a day, Acyclovir, 200 TID, Buspar, 5 milligram TID, testosterone, 200 milligrams per 5 cc, half a cc every week, Cymbalta, 60 milligram twice a day, then Tramadol, 50 milligram, 2 BID. The Tramadol and Cymbalta, and most of the medication are prescribed by the VA. This is on a separate sheet. This is come back to regular text. Prescribed by the VA, he needs his, but we do give him his testosterone and his Wegovy today, period. He used to work for, when he was working at the, in the Army, he was carrying two big oxygen tanks where he felt his back give out. He has herniated disc in his low back. He's had injections. He's been on morphine. He's been on oxycodone, but with the shenanigans regarding pain management, he's only taking Cymbalta and Tramadol. He's had physical therapy, acupuncture. None has worked. He continues to be in pain. His pain is 8 or 9 out of 10, period. It's the view of this examiner that it's time for patient to have laminectomy and or fusion to correct the problem because the amount of pain that he's in, period. The pain has also increased his weight. His weight has gone up about 40 pounds in the beginning of the year, period. New paragraph, he also has cardiomegaly. The cardiomegaly is directly related to sleep apnea, which is directly related to his pain, related to his low back issues, period. So the cardiomegaly that he's suffering is also related to his sleep apnea and to his injury. Put that big last paragraph in capital so he can show it to the VA, period. New paragraph, social, he smokes and he does drink, but he knows he can't drink with the Tramadol, so he tries to time that. VA has spoken to him about that, and I have spoken to him about that as well. He's single. He doesn't use any drugs, of course. Used to work for the Department of Veteran Affairs. Now he works for the Interior Department. He's about to get deployed for the hurricane victims in North Carolina, period. Medical problems, hypertension, prediabetes, sleep apnea related to his injury. Cardiomegaly, very much related to sleep apnea. Medication was noted next page. COVID immunization, none. Ask him to come back.
What kind of medical issues do you know about?
Family history, I'll get back to you in a minute. Weighs 336, up for about 40 pounds, 95%, 98.1. 20, 74, 131 over 77. He doesn't. Family history is not known. Then heart positive, some positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, low extremity shows trace edema, neurological non-focal skin shows no rest. You couldn't get him, man.
You got him?
I don't know what I was thinking. Assessment number one, cardiomegaly. Number two, cardiomegaly directly related to sleep apnea. Number three, sleep apnea. Number four, he wears a CPAP. Number five, he needs to lose the weight ASAP. Number six, I recommend for him to be evaluated for laminectomy in the low back because there's not much else he can do to reduce his pain. Next number, his pain is at 8 to 9. Next number, this kind of pain leads to suicide, and the VA is working very hard in suicidal. On suicide prevention for our veterans, so it's a good idea to give them at least the right pain medication, which they have cut him back on, and or proceed with surgery. Next number is prediabetes. Next number is I'm going to help him lose weight. I'm switching him from semaglutide to Wegovy, 0.25 sub Q weekly. Next number, check testosterone level. Next number is always check PSA in. Hypogonadism. Next number, the blood work will tell us where he's at and if he should continue with the testosterone or a different dose. Next number, above was discussed with patient at length, next number. LVH noted on the echocardiogram. Next number is RVH noted. Next number is RVH is related to sleep apnea. Next number may benefit from a CPAP auto titration. Next number, carotid stenosis remains the same as before. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is histoneuropathy. Next number is radiculopathy bilateral leg. Next number is obesity. The obesity is related to his injury. Next number, discussed findings with patient at length. Next number, he's going to see me next month, and we'll provide a copy of our letter to the VA regarding his disability. Thank you.